SBS Filipino.
Malamang na walang trabaho ang mga bagong dating na migrante kaysa sa mga isinilang dito sa Australia. Sinasabi ng mga tagapayo sa trabaho na ang pinakamalaking problemang humaharap sa mga bagong dating ay ang kanilang kakulangan ng galing sa interview sa kabila ng marami nilang kwalifikasyon. Kaya ano ang estratehiyang dapat gawin ng mga naghahanap ng trabaho upang makausap sila ng papasukang kumpanya? Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Amy Chen Yu Wang. Ipinakita ng Australian Bureau of Statistics na ang antas ng walang trabaho para sa mga bagong dating at pansamantalang residente ng bansa ay 7.4% at para sa mga isinilang sa bansa ay 5.4%. Si Lakshmi Betadapura Sangkar ay isang sanay na maghanap ng trabaho pagkatapos maglingkod ng 10 taon bilang project at design engineer sa General Electric sa India.
I came here with a lot of confidence and expectations as well. After applying for many jobs, I see only rejection without any personal discussion or any follow-ups or any feedbacks.
Ito ay isang kasaysayan ni Coach Ray Pabri mula sa Job Transition Strategy na pamilyar sa atin. Sa halip na maghanap ng oportunidad sa pamamagitan ng search engines kagaya ng Seek at Indeed, ang kanyang payo ay makipag-ugnayan sa nakatagong palengke ng trabaho na kung saan 70% nito ay hindi lumalabas sa advertisement.
There are anywhere from 400 to 1,400 applicants per job ad. And then if you're following the same pathway as every man and his dog, and if you're one among 1,400 CVs being supplied to a job ad, there's a very little chance that someone that doesn't have local experience is going to be able to differentiate themselves.
Si Luke Treadwell, isang guru ng AIM sa lingwaheng Ingles, ay nagpapatakbo ng isang employment workshop para sa mga taong bagong dating sa bansa. Ang kanyang suhestyon para malusutan ang kakulangan ng lokal na karanasan sa trabaho ay sa pamamagitan ng pagboboluntaryo.
If they have any opportunity to volunteer work, I think it's a fantastic way of getting that experience in Australian workplace culture. In most cases, because you're willing to give a bit through volunteering, usually the people in that workplace are very happy to share their knowledge and experience with you.
Sinabi ni Treadwell na kapag nag-a-apply sa trabaho, kailangan maintindihan ng mga naghahanap na ang kanilang mga aplikasyon ay kalimitang sinusuri ng mga computer programs sa halip na mga humihirang.
How your resume has been read, it's been screened for the keywords. So if you haven't tailored your resume or your covering letter to the specific requirements of the application, it's going to be very quickly screened out.
Inirekomenda naman ni Ray Pabri ang networking upang makapasok sa nakatagong palengke ng trabaho at ang paggamit ng estratehiya kung paano malalapitan ang potensyal na kumpanya sa ganitong paraan.
I've seen migrants get into the room and the first 30 seconds, the first thing that will come out of their mouth is, look, have you got a job that I could apply for? And what tends to happen is that in that first 5 minutes, people back away and they haven't used that time to develop enough of a dialogue, a relationship.
Sumasang-ayon si Luke Treadwell na mahalagang gumawa ng soft skills upang makaugnay sa mga tao.
Things like being able to engage in casual conversation is very important. And to be able to do that, to have a few common touchstones, one of the things that I've got my students interested in is actually the footy, particularly living here in Melbourne, particularly during finals, just to be able to say something that people living and working in Melbourne know and have an interest in, I think is very important.
At ang pangunawa sa kung ano ang dapat sabihin, kung paano ito sabihin sa tamang tono ng boses at lengguwahe ng katawan ay makakatulong din sa pagkuha ng karagdagang puntos sa panayam.
In some cultures, you show respect to the potential employer by appearing very serious. Where in Australian workplace culture, that would come across as either being somewhat insecure in your abilities or not being truly interested in the job you're applying for. So, you know, things like eye contact, smile, having an enthusiastic tone of voice, and you know, all the things around body language are very, very important.
Ito talaga ang dapat trabahuhin ni Ray Pabri nang una siyang dumating sa Australia, mga 30 taon na ang nakakaraan. Sumama siya sa Toastmasters upang palaguin ang kanyang galing sa komunikasyon at nagtungo sa pagre-record ng kanyang tinig sa isang diktapon upang ayusin ang kanyang salita. Buhat noon, nakagawa siya ng isang proseso upang tulungan ang mga naghahanap ng trabaho sa kanilang paghahanap.
The first would be figuring out what are your strengths, what makes you tick as an individual. The second part of this is understanding enough of the market and then developing a game plan, a strategy so that you can benefit given your strengths, given the market and an entry point. So it's a market entry strategy. Identify mentors or people that can guide you, making sure your communication skills are good, your listening skills, your ability to negotiate, which companies are hiring, which companies are winning projects, which companies are retrenching staff, and so being targeted.
Kapag nakarating na kayo sa bahagi ng interview, nagpayo si Luke Treadwell na ituring ang pulong na parang nagbebenta ng produkto.
And in any effective sales, you need to understand the needs of the buyer, and the buyer in this case is the employer. So the more you can present to the employer that you really understand their business, you really understand their needs, you understand their values, you can fulfill those needs and you share those values, I think that puts you in a really strong position.
Mahigit na isang taon at kalahati na, buhat ng si Lakshmi Betadapura ay nag-apply sa trabaho. Sinabi niya na nakakita na siya ng resulta pagkatapos lumipat sa mas nakatarget na posisyon.
So now at least like I'm talking to people like who are like a kind of potential hiring managers, and I felt okay. If I talk to at least like 20-30 people, at least one or two would think, okay, yeah, we can give a chance and see, okay, the potential. And if I couldn't prove, then it's a different story.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.